Bridge collapse, and we have a president on the warpath or not. Plus, we're staring down the barrel of Memorial Day weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say that the show, if you just joined us for one of the first times, is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. And we got a lot of buzz. Lois Lerner, the IRS official who was in charge of deciding on those 501c4s, meaning tax-exempt status, and we know the trouble she's gotten into now over the targeting of Tea Party groups and others that had conservative titles, let's say, on what they were asking for, and had a bunch of trouble trying to clear those hurdles. I think some of them might not have made it, but 500, I don't think so. Anyway, she has been put on paid leave. So that has a lot of people upset, including Democrats. Where do we start? Where do we start? We start with the president, of course. So crosswords is in his vocabulary during the day. He was speaking and speaking about specifically the war on terror. This is interesting because of all the times I've heard the president speak, he kind of zigzags away from that, but he didn't do it so much. This was directly renewed, found footing, I guess, in talking about everything lumped into one, from Gitmo to drones to what kind of world we are now in. And this is what he said. He said the United States has hit its peak in its fight against terrorism. We got to redefine, we got to recalibrate a war that's going to end, because 2014. He had a little bit of blowback from some hecklers on the use of drones against terror targets. He defended the tactic as he said, look, it saves lives. It's legal. He says the threat levels have fallen to levels not seen before the attacks of September 11th, 2001. So we got to have new criteria. This is the first major counterterrorism address of the second term. It was a big, giant outline, a little bit of guidelines maybe in between, and really focusing on the whole drone thing and to only deploy drones against targets that pose a continuing imminent threat, that's his words, to the United States, and only in cases which avoid civilian casualties, is where it's almost a near certainty, because, of course, you can't say that 100%. Here's a little of the prez.
America's at a crossroads. We must define the nature and scope of this struggle, or else it will define us. From our use of drones to the detention of terrorist suspects, the decisions that we are making now will define the type of nation and world that we leave to our children. But we have to recognize that the threat has shifted and evolved from the one that came to our shores on 9/11. With a decade of experience now to draw from, this is the moment to ask ourselves hard questions about the nature of today's threats and how we should confront them. After I took office, my administration began briefing all strikes outside of Iraq and Afghanistan to the appropriate committees of Congress.
All right, there you go. Code Pink in the audience. They were the hecklers. During the speech, they would burst out here and there. It was a speech, like I said, that went in a couple different directions. Wow, could have been an episode of America Tonight. We do zig and zag and ping and pong, as somebody told me one time on the show. So anyway, he did this at the National Defense University. You know where that is, right? At Fort McNair. And he talked about this diminished threat and made really a case for closing Guantanamo and finding a U.S. site where military commission trials could be held for the detainees that would be eligible for that, to which I say, forget about it. I know a lot of you don't agree with me on that, and you would say, no, I think we need to move them over here and think of the jobs that would create, think of the chaos it could create. I'm talking about with the worst of the bunch, and you got to think about this. None of the countries wanted them back. Hey, we're willing to give you your Give your guys back, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen. No, you take care of it. You got them in your little prison on the island of Cuba. Keep them there as long as you can. John Bolton doesn't agree with closing Guantanamo. He says it shows that Obama doesn't understand fully the war against terror, saying that it would bring more calculated risks to the United States to bring any of the prisoners here. And if we did that, and if we decided we were going to try them and go through the system here, it would set up a soft target and a hard target for Al-Qaeda. They'd find another way to recruit. The reason it was set up there is to put them on the ends of the earth, because there was no other place to put the people. That was the idea of Guantanamo, have them away, not have them on our shores, and not create any kind of more of a threat. So then you've got Gitmo, and then you have the drones mixed in between there. I mean, honestly, I think you have to defend the use of drones, especially for now. I'm going to say that there's one thing that I completely agree with. You know, saying that we will try to avoid civilian casualties is what he had to say. But I'm sorry, the defense of, and again, I know people won't agree with me on this, but Anwar al-Awlaki, who was nothing but pure poison and had his words led to the slaughter of lots of Americans, you had to take this guy out. I'm sorry. That's what he was doing. I mean, he was a terrorist. And people connected to him were part of that hit in Yemen. So I would say that that wasn't a miss. I'd say that was a true hit. And you do have to be able to use drones in those situations. Now, to clarify it about using drones in the United States and how many there are, and using drones in neighborhoods and using them on highways, well, that's ridiculous, and I don't agree with that. But when we're talking about war and using the drones there, yeah, I think you have to be able to do that. By the way, somebody asked me the question, and we're going to go to the mailbag here in this hour of America tonight. If I knew how many detainees were at Gitmo, how many prisoners they got there, 166. A bunch of them, remember, are still on a hunger strike. They've had to force feed some of the people that are at Gitmo. Congressman Adam Schiff, he's part of the House Intelligence Committee, said the Obama speech went further in describing the president's vision of what the country should counter in a diminished terrorist threat than it did in telling us how they're going to go about doing so. And Schiff is a Democrat, so he's pointing out, yeah, we hear these broad strokes, but how specifically are you going to do it? See, they don't do that. They don't give you the meat. You know, we're at a crossroads. Okay, well, then what are we doing? Yeah, that's pretty much what you get. All that meat, a lot of sizzle, but you really don't get to taste the meat. Hasn't that it been that way all along? All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to tell you about that bridge collapse in Washington State.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You just want to get home. Ugh, you know how it is. 7 o'clock hour, you stayed a little late at work. Unless you're like the rest of us and you're a third shifter, then you might be catching your second, you know, REM. But otherwise, for the rest of the real world, you're going over the Skagit River, Interstate 5. And just at that moment, you think you must be dreaming. You see the bridge looking like it's slowly sinking into the water. Into that river, and guess what it is? Your worst nightmare is unfolding. What do you do? What do you do? You're in a car, and the car falls off into the water. Whew. That's what some people were living. That is a nightmare. It's in a kind of rural area, but there were a lot of people that were going over because of the time of day. So no mass casualties, luckily. Injuries so far, no. People pretty shook up. You know, the bridge is in the water, and crowds were swelling on the banks and trying to help people. To give you some perspective, to give you an idea, let me be the GPS for you. Think Seattle, right? And then think 60 miles north of Seattle. This beautiful country. I've actually been over this bridge a couple of times. So the Washington State Department of Transportation is investigating, and the NTSB is on the scene. They're trying to figure this out. Yet people, cars, the picture is scary. I mean, you see people floating, and you see this bridge like a cage on top of them. Whew. And I'm a kid who grew up near some really big bridges. Since I grew up in two areas with a really young toddler, we were in New York, and think of the bridges that you have connecting New York and New Jersey and going back and forth there. And then Philadelphia, the Walt Whitman Bridge, the Commodore Barry was one we use sometimes, and then the Ben Franklin Bridge, and they were huge, massive spans. That bridge goes down, and you know, you got some pandemonium. And it brings up that question again of bridges and reinforcement. How safe are we in this country? And remember, there was a crazy amount of bridges that needed some, you know, reinforcement. If you remember the accidents that happened, oh, gosh, I want to say, Nathan, you can help me with this. Remember the bridge accident that happened in Minnesota? It was the, 2007, yes, 2007. And it was, boy, the school bus went down. All kinds of people were part of that freak bridge accident. And it started the conversation about, geez, I wonder how many of our bridges are in this condition, how many of them are old, how many need to be reinforced. And then you have, sometimes you have the strange thing of, you know, the you have the strange thing of people where they, you have cars that somehow knock another car off into the toll booth. I actually saw that. I don't know why I'm bringing this up because I'm thinking of these bridges, but I had that happen to me at the Verrazano Bridge. It was scary. I'm thinking, I'm not paying attention. I'm just driving. I'm paying attention to the road. And then, poof, there's a car that somehow goes across in this giant bridge and is right there practically inside the toll booth. But now this isn't flying off the bridge and this isn't the bridge going down, but this bridge in Washington, looking at the pictures and thinking of that in your head is, ooh, that is scary. But who's paying for the reinforcement of all the bridges across the United States when they're 50, 60, 70, how many years old? Yeah, you know. And some of those bridges, by the way, had to be reinforced in New York because of Superstorm Sandy. All right, reinforcements. Jody Arias, she must have some kind of death angel flying around her that pulled her back from the pit of hell, which is, I'm sorry, where this woman deserves to go. What she did to Travis Alexander, her boyfriend, I can't imagine if you were the mother of this guy. He just hacked her. She just hacked him to pieces. You know, stabbed him like almost 30 times, slit his neck, then shot him in the face. I mean, crazy. So she gets convicted of that. And I mean, emotions are all over this courtroom. They are flying around like frisbees. So now you're in the penalty phase. And the penalty phase is, yeah, you could get death. You have the sister of Alexander just sobbing. I mean, almost where you couldn't hear what the jury was saying, or what the jury coming back and handing the note and the judge getting it. And the judge said at the end of this, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the participants in this trial, and I'm going to read verbatim what he said. I want to thank you for your extraordinary service to this community. This is not your typical trial. You were asked to perform very difficult responsibilities. There was an alternate juror and a juror on the panel. They just burst into hysterics, too, while it's being read. The jury goes out of the courtroom. One juror said, I'm sorry, to the family. The jurors struggled. They debated death, giving her the death penalty for 13 hours, or what they were going to do, you know, life in prison. They didn't come up with anything. So this is very strange. It took them earlier in the month, less than 2 hours, to decide that she was exceptionally cruel when she stabbed the boyfriend 29 times. I just said this already. Slit his neck from ear to ear and shot him in the face. Think they had an open casket for him? No. So she is guilty of first-degree murder on May 8th. And now for the sentencing, I think that some jurors, they just cannot go to the death penalty. And once you make it about that, then that throws a monkey wrench into the works here. And she pleaded with the jurors to spare her life earlier in the week. And she said she would, you know, she was just throwing herself on their mercy, saying she would dedicate her time in prison to performing acts of, you know, charity. And she would, from, you know, her jail cell, and she would teach people to read or speak Spanish or have a book club or whatever nonsense she was spewing out. And, you know, this is, to me, I think this was a no-brainer, but when you are the prosecutor, there is always that risk that you go for too much. And in this case, they must have gone for too much. And what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I know you're out there. Rattle some cages. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And to give you some background on this, she met the boyfriend, Travis Alexander, at a business convention in Vegas in 2006. So much for the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He would have been better off there. He baptized her into the Mormon faith, and then they hung out together. They broke up. He started dating other people, and apparently this is was part of the problems, that she didn't want to, once he decided he was, that was it, they were broken up, then it got nasty, and she went into a crazy rage. And the whole trial, the things that they were talking about during the trial were just absolutely unreal. But the death, the way that he was slaughtered, to me, it just seems, you want to go with the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and just maybe it's a lesson to prosecutors that death just is not working for a lot of these juries. When you dangle it out there, there is a chance that they're going to come back. Now, because of the way the law is in Arizona, they've got to, for this penalty phase, they have to have a whole new jury, and they have to go through all this stuff with this jury for the penalty. You know, it's crazy. Even Jack throws in, he says she admitted to killing him. Death should be mandatory. It's not like she didn't say she didn't kill him. She did. She killed him. She said it. You know, she asked for forgiveness. Finally, the end. She was strange in court the entire time during this, during this whole thing. But come on. So quickly they convict her, but then when it comes to figuring out, okay, geez, we've convicted her. Now to what do we do from here? I like watching these juries because I don't know. I think we do have the best system in the world. And when I look at the systems across, you know, England, guilty until proven innocent, and some of the other forms of justice, the amounts of appeals that you can have in Italy when you're fighting for your life. So I still think we have the best system, but the whole jury of your peers thing, I'm not so sure about that. Ever serve on a jury? I think everybody I know is always trying to get out of jury duty. Not because they don't want to do their civic duty, but because they can't afford to. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can throw in, plus we're going to the mailbag.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck bell has got to hold on you.
To check those emails each and every day, you guys peg the meter. I have to go through and clean it out. You force me to be clean with the emails, otherwise it would just shut the whole thing down. Hey, understand that Mark is with us to give us an idea of what's really going on. He's in Aberdeen, one of our affiliates, our great affiliates up there. And the pronunciation of the bridge, is it Skagit? Is it Skagit? Somebody said Skagit to me. All right, Mark, fill us in. What's Skagit happening up there?
It's Skagit as a J, but it's spelled with a G. Skagit.
Skagit, thank you.
Yes, now, before I tell you what I think brought the bridge down, because our local news is saying it, you said a jury of your peers could be a bad thing, not if you're OJ.
Boy, that's true. And you know now, you know who messed up there? Marsha Clark, because she thought she should move the where it was going to be originally. It was in the Brentwood area, but she didn't like that, so she moved. She wanted it moved, and she got her wish.
By the way, you hear OJ's getting married again?
Is it to the woman that he was dating before he went into prison?
No, he wants to take another stab at it.
Ba-ba-bum.
Okay, here's what our local news is saying. I'm sorry. Here's what our local news is saying. And I don't think you're going to get this nationally yet. Apparently, an oversized, overweight truck that was too high smashed into the beam and then moved on down the road and pulled over. And while they were attending to their business, they had no idea that in behind them, the bridge was slowly buckling.
So they pulled it down.
And if you look at the picture, you'll notice it's buckled in the middle. And I think the Minnesota Bridge and those that come off their supports they tend to look like they came off the support, and this one looks buckled in the middle. And so I was you know, baffled by that. I went, wow, that's kind of weird. The bridge was inspected on November the 29th, and it passed with a decent rating. So built in 1955.
Wow, 1955, yeah. Yeah, but now it had a decent rating, but it still wasn't at the top. It was like 50-something. Wasn't it like 52-something out of 100? But that's about...
61. I don't know how they rate all that stuff. But you know, I'll tell you what, I also heard this, that if you have an overhyped truck, your insurance company's top pay. So that company is in big trouble.
Oh, because they have to pick it up, huh? Ooh, that's a lawsuit.
That's a level of negligence that's just beyond the pale, because how can you have your truck be overhyped when it's very common knowledge that there's, you know, you should have a thing at the exit of your truck site that is a beam crossing over. So if it's too high, it knocks the beam off. Then you'll know. It's something simple.
Funny, because all those people get dragged into the water and could have been killed. Yeah. I don't care if it was 3 people or 10 people or however many. It's not good.
Now, they're also lowering the dam down below in order to make the water shallower. And from all the photographs in the news, it really doesn't look like possible that no one died. It looks like there was 2 cars and they were contained. One of them could have floated free. But no signs of any death, and all the rescues, they've been okay.
So, yeah, that's good.
Rescued
thanks.
3 people.
Thanks for updating us. Skagit.
Yep.
Skagit. I love it. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, that's a good update. That makes sense. He's right. I was looking at pictures of the bridge and over-heightened. You know, have you ever been places? I'm sure when a lot of people that are listening to America Tonight, either you have been truckers in the past, you know truckers, granddaughter of a trucker. My grandfather, he used to work for Owens Corning. And anyway, he... drove from end to end, you know, back and forth between the east and the west, and there were areas where they have signs, you know, you just know it, that there's no way you could clear it. So that is a lawsuit ripe. I mean, that is ripe to happen. All right, I promised that we would hit the mailbag, so let's do it.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, this first one comes to us from Martin, who says, Jody Arias, Kate, makes me sick. I'm sorry. It should make every man quiver. He met her, just happened to meet her somewhere in Vegas, I think, is what the story goes, or how the story goes, and she ends up being a nutball. There's just no way that you stab someone 30 times, almost cut their head off, and shoot them in the face and don't get death. You know, I understand that we don't want to just kill everyone for murder and have them all take the lethal injection, but in this case, this is a heinous crime, as you would say. Martin, we're on the same page. I think it's heinous. I think the family's distraught. They can't get their heads together because they can't wrap their heads around it. They can't believe it. They listen to this evidence, listened to the trial from end to end. They were at the trial, and they listened to all of the stuff in between, things that were said. And there's, you know, when the person's dead, they have no way to say, well, that's not really how I see it, and that's not the version. But, of course, it's all about the dead guy because she killed him. And there was a family that was pretty close. She, to me, was a very good actress, crying at times, begging them for her life, didn't care before, whatever. She should have gotten the death penalty, and now they're going to redo this thing, too. So more money to the taxpayers in Arizona. When I say redo it, they have to do the penalty phase, which it has to be unanimous in Arizona. So they have to have jurors have a condensed version, sort of like a cheat sheet. Okay, here's what happened. This is the evidence. This, boo, 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 boo. And here you go. Here's the case. Now you decide. It's nuts. It's nuts. This comes to us from Brad, listening in California. Brad says, it was hard for me to write this email to you, Ms. Delaney. I listen to the show quite often whenever I am up late. I have to tell you, as a lifelong Boy Scout, I do not agree with the decision to allow openly gay boys to join the Scouts. Most of the people in my neighborhood wouldn't agree with me. But I think it's a dangerous precedent, and I don't believe that we should intervene with a group like the Boy Scouts and tell them that they need to accept gay young men. What do you say? Well, what the statistics show is that 60% of the 1,400 member National Council, because they have a National Council, they voted on Thursday. They have their meeting not too far from where our satellite facility is here on America Tonight in Grapevine, Texas. And they, you know, they voted. 60% voted. So they say you can't be denied membership on the basis of sexual orientation or preference alone. But they are, what's really strange, and I'll be curious to watch how this all unfolds, is the fact that you can have a gay adult leader. So you can have gay kids, but you can't, and you know, they could be androgynous, they could be something else, but you can't have a leader that is. So, you know, some people are happy with this, and some people think it's a step backwards, and, you know, I guess it depends on your perspective on it, but, you know, the question is easy. What happens when you get into certain circumstances? I guess they have to just lay it out, that's all. You know, here's the deal. Younger people coming up there's a lot of things that are like the gay marriage, talking about issues that affect gay people in general, that aren't issues for young kids. They don't care. It's the sort of the, I don't care what somebody is, I don't care, you know, what their skin color is, I don't care about, you know, who they are or how they label themselves or whatever. Even kids that might become a little more conservative. But, that, you know, we'll see. We'll see as they grow up with this. Now, they did a poll heading into this vote. 63% of Americans said they'd support gay kids or youth, whatever you want to call them, to join the Boy Scouts. So that's about on par with what their vote was. How many Boy Scouts are there? About 2.7 million, something like that. 2.7 million. And what is also, I think, a curious thing about this is the Mormons, after the vote, said they would work with the Boy Scouts of America. They say, you know, it hasn't been a disqualifying factor before for anyone who wanted to join the troops. So why do we care now? So the groups don't care. The Christian churches and they say the Christian churches and organizations are going to still continue to say you can do the Boy Scouts, but they say they'll serve God by training young men to have good character through their service through communities. So I think it's going to be an individual thing. But the two things are a little at odds, I guess, because you can't have, I think it's because some of the things that have happened in the past with some of the leaders. Here's one from Joseph, America Tonight. Lois Lerner on administrative leave. Fair or foul? You often ask that question. I have to say foul. The reason I say foul is because we are paying Kate for her mistake. She pleads the fifth. She was in charge of the program that cherry-picked applications for tax-exempt status. So now we've got to pay for this woman who's being overpaid while somebody decides whether or not she needs to be fired. Give me a break. Well, yep, we are. That's one way to look at it. We definitely are paying for it. She was before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday and said she didn't break any laws or agency regulations. But now you have the interim acting commissioner who's, I think, would be ready to boot her. They wanted her resignation, but she would not resign. She wouldn't do it. Coming up, We Can Count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Getting ready for a Memorial Day party or two, or just finding a place where you can chillax and drink a cold one. You know, I mean cold iced tea, of course. Doesn't that sound good? Just not have to do anything, no care in the world. Kind of like when you were 7 years old. I hope many of you had that experience where you really weren't thinking about anything. All right, we're thinking about a lot of things here on the show, as usual, throughout the whole thing with Jody Arias and the fact that now they have to go to another penalty phase, have to have a jury, get the shortened version. And that has to be really crazy. How do you do that? Is it like Evelyn Wood's speed reading? Here it is. Blah, 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 blah. This is it in a nutshell. Now, go and deliberate. It's kind of a strange deal. Because they weren't unanimous. So was it one or two people that said, no, can't give her the death penalty? And there, it was emotional. It was like an emotional hot box. Somebody I know was covering that that trial and said it's one of the craziest things they've ever seen. I mean, ever. Just the sounds, the horrific sounds of the sister of Travis Alexander, he said was just enough to make you cry when you heard her. And she was stunned. I think she, one of Jody Arias, who took her brother's life in an unbelievable way, practically chopping his head off, wanted her to get the death penalty. We're going to go to We Can Count here in just a second because, you know, it is about the numbers. But before we do that, let's slide over to Richard in Spokane. Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm not a regular listener. I just walked in the house, and you were on, so I listened. And it's obvious you're living in the Matrix. You bought the program. I'm curious as to...
Wait. You're going to name call me. I'm in the Matrix. So what are you? I'm in the Matrix of what?
Well, for lack of better words, let's say total ignorance.
Of what?
The reality that you're living in. Why do you think anybody in the United States, and this is what caught my attention, is innocent till proven guilty?
No, hey, listen, I posed the question, do you think you really get a fair jury trial? Are you kidding?
There
That's
haven't
exactly...
been any courts in the United States since 1787, I believe it is. There's no courts anymore. These are hearings, administrative hearings. You look at the flag. The flag has got fringe around it. It's not an American flag. You bought the Matrix. There's no more justice in the United States. The United States is a corporation that's gone bankrupt as of 1933 and has been totally dissolved. It's in receivership. We don't have a president. We have a CEO of a corporation that's in receivership.
I kind of agree with some of your labeling, because you're obviously into the conspiracy labeling thing. So I'm going to have to let you fly on that one. But I agree in theory with some of the stuff you're saying, but, you know, battering me around the head with it, sorry, I'm not in your matrix. I definitely am a freewheeling, independent thinker. And here's the scoop. My comments about the fair trial is saying, you know, in this penalty phase for Jody Arias, making the comments that, I mean, it was pretty clear what should have happened here, in my opinion, right? So do I think that we are like a giant corporation? Sure, absolutely. It is all about the money. But because I am the glasses half full person and I don't want to live in a bunker, I'm going to say that I still have hope. Because guess what? We live in a free country, thank goodness, and I'm not living in China. I'm not living someplace else where they are pumping their rhetoric down my throat. So if you feel so despondent and you think that everything is negative in this country, I hope you find a lane where you can grab onto a few ropes of hope, because that's the only way to turn things around that you're not satisfied with. I agree government's too big. I agree that we, you know, look, we're slaves to China in a sense because they owe our debt. Absolutely. But I wasn't even going in that direction. I was simply talking about, can we really get a fair trial? Because of people who would listen to facts, would listen to information, would process it, can we really get that now with the way the system is and people who bag out of jury service? Because they really can't afford to be in the middle of a jury trial when they're working however many jobs, and I think sometimes you get stuck with eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But at the same time, I would take this justice system over being in England, for example. All right, on that note, we're going to rock over to We Can Count. Wow! IRS to replace Lois Lerner over the targeting scandal, a beginning, but he would have suspended her without pay. Because, of course, what do? They suspended her with pay. So that's a pretty good gig, right? And they're handling this the only way they can handle it, which I think is wrong, with kid gloves. Somebody should have paid for the fact that, you know, they got to have this paper trail. I'm sure they do. And once we finally see the paper trail, it will lead to, I would assume, Lois Lerner or someone in the neighborhood of her, because all the memos clearly state what to look out for in these 501c4s and the tax-exempt status that some of those groups applied for, Tea Party groups or anything with a conservative bent, or even religious groups. They were having the same problem. So they're going to follow the money, they're going to follow the paper trail, and they're going to find out. Let's hope. But how long does it take, and how much pay does she get on this administrative leave? Yeah, it's probably, her pay is well up into the 175, so yeah, we're talking about a pretty good buck that he's right, that she'll get during this entire time as they jump through the hoops to, at least in this case, the committee, to try to find out who targeted anybody that was applying for that status over the last couple of years. Yeah. This is one of those crazy stories where we've been talking about Oklahoma. You know, not too far from where our satellite facility is in Texas, we just went through an EF4. Then the tragedy hits in Oklahoma, EF5. Unbelievable wins. Now, there are some people that I think should crawl into a bunker when there are these high winds, and you have now the third time a tornado has slammed into more Oklahoma. If it costs $5,000, $8,000, it's worth it to try to save up and get that money to get your kids and your family, because it's obviously a place where that can happen. But amid the tragedy, what's interesting, with a tornado bearing down, a mother went into labor, and nurses came to her rescue to deliver, you know, to try to help deliver the baby. And there's the good news there. If you're looking for some kind of a silver lining, as 24 lives were taken, there was one that was born. And Shayla Taylor is studying to become a nurse, and here are these nurses with debris that was lying around everywhere. The outside of the operating room wall was ripped off, but everyone survived in the room. They were waiting to do whatever they could to help that baby, and the baby came out just fine. And I think that is your thumbs-up story, that she was able to deliver, even with all the chaos around her and all the people stayed, so she could have that baby boy. Wow. Good story. We needed to end on an up note.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.